Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning.
Two more days. That's it.
Of what?
Of bi-week radio. Just two more. Again? Come on.
Radio.
Should the Browns hire a female coach?
Bi-week.
Radio. No, we're really going to do that?
That actually went down.
Wait,
that actually went down.
Come on.
Bi-week.
Well, it's bi-week. But he did talk during the bi-week. John Dorsey did.
Yeah, he did. He was everywhere yesterday. He was on the Hugh Jackson. So he actually has a job, and he's going and doing the media junket, unlike Hugh, who doesn't have a job, who then got a job, who is still apparently talking.
Oh, I was about to say, Hugh's got a job. He ain't unemployed.
Not anymore.
He's doing those things you got to do and then bragging about it. I got a job. I take care of my kids.
Don't you worry about me. I'm doing what you're supposed to do as a human.
Did you ever notice?
Right.
You ever, people love bragging about stuff they hate doing. I pay my taxes. I take care of my children.
I remember when we had John Feinstein on talking about Tiger Woods and how people had said, well, Tiger's a good dad. And he's like, yeah, you don't get anything for being a good dad. That's what you're supposed to be.
It's a good point.
So true.
John Feinstein's been watching Chris Rock. We have John Dorsey yesterday. Now, John Dorsey was on Bull and Fox as well. It had some great stuff. We did get some good stuff out of him because – I don't know. You heard that press conference, and he just starts out the press conference yesterday. I know you guys are going to ask about the head coaching situation. I'm not going to tell you anything. But, yeah, here we go.
Oh, what a buzzkill. They should have canceled the press conference.
And then he's being asked about what was, like, a charisma factor. And when someone goes, is there a charisma factor? I go, I'm done. I'm going to check out now.
A charisma factor.
This is a bi-week press conference right here, boy. This is a charisma factor. All right.
What kind of moxie are you looking for in a head coach?
But he had said that, hey, it could be anybody. And he did mention, he goes, hey, it could be anybody. It could be a woman.
I just want the best possible head coach to move this thing forward, regardless of age. I mean, it could be a woman, too. I mean...
Okay.
Don't look at me like I'm serious. Who knows? We're going to look at everything is what I'm trying to tell y'all.
Listen to the misogynistic men in that room.
That's what brought me back because he is trying to say like, hey, it could be anything. Yeah. It could be a dog. It could be, he's trying to say it could be anybody.
It could be artificial intelligence.
And I didn't think of a big deal because he was like, hey, relax. And I'm thinking, what was that laugh in the background? The whole thing again, if you get listen to this person, like they are like they're up there watching Louis C.K. before it all went down.
I just want the best possible head coach to move this thing forward, regardless of age. I mean, it could be a woman too. I mean,
a woman.
Don't look at me. I'm serious. Who knows? We're going to look at everything is what I'm trying to tell
you. What in the world? Have these people not been following the news over the last 5 years?
Hey, it could be a woman.
Unbelievable.
Hey, I'm going on a date, and eventually, if this works out, I'm telling you, I'll stay home with the kids, and she can be the breadwinner. What, are you kidding me?
I went out on a date and she opened the door for me.
So I was out last week and I actually saw a female stand-up comedian. She was funny. Like, yeah, women can do things too, I guess.
You know, Liz went out to Youngstown and I was just at home with the boys, so I guess I was
Mr. Mom.
My wife came home late from work and I said, I got the dishes.
We're so progressive in Northeast Ohio. It's amazing.
I was I don't want to know who that was. I don't want to know. I kind of do.
I'd rather not. I'd rather not.
If we say who it is, I don't know.
Put on blast.
There it is. And there's a lot of times where a guy will make a joke during a press conference and people just laugh it up.
Oh, yeah.
Like Tiger Woods would say things that were totally not funny in press conferences and be, whoo! I wonder if anybody else, because I wasn't there. I heard it. Heard it live. Did the whole room turn around? We got to ask Daryl at 7:25.
Yes.
Did the whole room turn around to the offending party like, are you serious?
What the cringe factor.
Wait, we'll have Mary Kay Cabot on tomorrow.
Maybe.
I hope that individual was not standing right next to Mary Kay Cabot. Where was that laughter when they said, hey, you know who the next head coach of the Browns should be? Hugh Jackson. Where was that laughter then?
Where was that at?
Can we not line everybody up that was in that room usual suspect style and have them do the laugh?
You just got to keep telling them jokes. Keep telling jokes. Misogynistic jokes and see who actually cracks.
You know it wasn't Daryl. Daryl has a very distinct laugh, and you didn't hear the knee slap. So
yes, he does do a knee slap.
He does.
He does, folks.
I love it.
I love Daryl, but he does a knee slap when he laughs.
He'll slap his hands too.
Oh yeah. Or when he writes something really good, when you sit next to Daryl. Now we're just going to rip on Daryl the whole morning. So when you sit next to Daryl, I sit next to Daryl. When I'm down there, I'll sit right next to Daryl because they got the fan where Daryl sits, and then they got the one right next to him. And we're the home of the Browns. We get two seats, baby.
Woo.
And when Daryl writes something really scathing, you always know he wrote a humdinger because he'll go.
There it is.
He'll rub his hands together.
Maniacal Daryl.
And I'll have my headphones on. I'll be listening to something. I'll go. Got something there, Daryl. Like, I'll turn right to it. It's the best.
A female head coach in the National Football League.
Give me the whole thing again.
I was going to ask if you wanted it again.
I just want the best possible head coach to move this thing forward, regardless of age. I mean, it could be a woman, too. I mean... Don't look at me like I'm serious. Who knows? We're going to look at everything is what I'm trying to tell you.
He's laughing. Everyone's
laughing. There is that pause. You could tell the home room's like, shut up.
Yeah, the next Sean McVay. How about Shauna McVay? That's what we're looking for.
Women voting. What?
Suffrage Act. What?
You got a job? Wait a minute. You mean you're a secretary, right? Oh, man. That was awkward.
Yeah, it was. Now,
all John Dorsey was trying, and I'm not even going after John Dorsey. It wasn't those things. All he's trying to illustrate is that, yeah, it could be any one of them. Like, who was it? Is it Dr. Jen Welter is her name? The woman who was with the Arizona Cardinals. I think she's now with San Francisco in some capacity of some sort. She was the assistant coach with Bruce Arians. She was like, hey, that'd be wonderful. You know, one of them things.
Dr. Joyce Brothers. That's the next head coach of the Browns.
We're not going to do the guessing game on who it was.
Oh, sure we
no.
are.
I just opened it up, and here's all the people. I'm turning that right back off.
All right, is it possible that the next Sean McVay could be a woman? No, can't hit the laugh there.
That wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't laughing.
At some point, it's going to happen in the NBA. You would think at some point it'll happen in the NFL, right?
I don't know.
Like Becky Hammond, while we're working, Becky Hammond will be an NBA head coach, right? You know that.
She'd be the one. She seems like she's been tapped, and she's the one that's moved up.
Uh-huh. She'll be a head coach in the NBA. I don't know. Man, baseball, I don't know. It seems to be just all old former ballplayers. Baseball's the hardest.
The breakthrough,
like football, you can be a successful football coach and never really truly
have played the game.
Like at the highest, like Bill Belichick didn't play in the NFL.
Right. Yeah. You absolutely couldn't.
You know what I mean? It's so weird. Football is such a tough sport to get into, such a tough business to be in the NFL. And you could be at the top of its profession and have never played in baseball. You basically had to have played Major League Baseball
probably to have
a decent amount of time to be a manager.
To have the respect to the players, but the way that all these teams are scouting in baseball now and the way that everything is broken down to a number, I mean, we are to the point where you could make the argument that, like, these games are being decided by all the stats, all the numbers, all the computers, because that's what the scouting is. They know what they don't need Terry Francona to tell them what pitch is coming next. They rely on their scouting. They rely on their figures, their data.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that was I mean, it eventually it's going to happen.
I don't know in the NFL. I don't know. Not head coach.
Sometime in the next, honestly, 20 years.
Oh, I feel like we're further away than that.
Maybe. Maybe we are. Maybe we are.
Because there has to be, for that to happen, Ken, there has to be women coming up through the ranks. So we're seeing it in the NBA. We're seeing, I think there's four teams in the NBA that has a female assistant coach.
And with women, they're still like interns in the NFL.
Right, in the NFL, they're not, they have to become coordinators. And to become coordinators, they have to be a part of a support staff. They aren't even a part of the support staff yet.
Yeah, it's still,
if the NFL survives 50 years within that time.
Right, if it's even around.
Oh, God, don't start that.
Well, I'm just saying.
What am I going to talk? Well, it is bye week. What are we going to talk
about? You're going to be around in 50 years.
Oh, I'll be
dead.
That's
true.
Long dead.
That would be a fascinating bye week discussion. Will the NFL be around?
You guys can have bye weeks in 50 years going, what would Ken do if he was still alive right now? If he wouldn't have died of that heart attack 45 years ago, how would he feel about this?
No, by that time, it'll be bi-season radio because there will be no football.
Week
radio.
We're going to talk about the tanking Cavs.
Hugh Jackson spoke yesterday. You want to play that
at all?
You want to play that at all?
Yeah, play it all.
All right, first off, well, let's hear Andy Dalton. Let's hear the Red Rifle on the matter.
You know, he's been in this division for a long time. He's been in this building different times and for a while. And so it's an asset having him here because he's seen a lot and he's been through a ton.
I just want the best.
Oh. Whoops.
Andy Dalton, did we talk to Andy Dalton's backup?
Who is Andy Dalton's backup?
Who is the backup right now?
So I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Who is his backup? Look it up, Owen. Get on that.
Check it and tell us the answer. Post haste.
All right, you ready to play the Hugh Jackson clip?
Oh, born ready.
See, I want to and I don't.
For the people saying move on from Hugh, I know people are saying move on from Hugh. If the Browns are getting ready for a game this week, we probably would move on for a little bit. But then it'd be the Cincinnati Bengals, who they're playing. So you know what? No, we have to hear this. Let's see if Hugh Jackson's tipping off anything for that matchup.
In full disclosure, I was, do we really want to play it? And then Owen goes, oh, you're going to want to play this. All right, fine. Here you go.
I'm very excited to enjoy a team that's in playoff contention, but more so than that, just the Bengals. You know, there's probably not many other places I would have went and did this. I needed to be with somebody who I knew, an organization that I know real well, and people that I trust.
There are other teams. How about him acting like he had the say? He had to say, oh, there might be some other teams or not that many other teams. No, there are no other teams right now currently in the NFL's constitute that would want you.
I had the pick of any homeless shelter out there. I could have had any of them.
I believe he had 11 slips put in. 4 of them, he didn't even have to show up.
All right. If you're going to act like that, get hell out of here. Jeff Driscoll, by the way. Thank you.
Oh, Lana. Jeff Driscoll.
The former Florida Gator. All right, play it again. Give me that again.
Hugh Jackson?
Yes, right. Yes.
I'm very excited to enjoy a team that's in playoff contention, but more so than that, just the Bengals. You know, there's probably not many other places I would have went and did this. I needed to be with somebody who I knew, an organization that I know real well, and people that I trust.
Yeah, there were plenty of other Ivy League schools that I could have gotten into, but this one made sense at the time. Okay, Hugh, whatever you say.
It's like my wife. Ken is safe. I know he's never going to leave me. He's a good provider, the whole deal. You don't get worked into a shoot like I do. I'm a very emotional boy. It bothered you a little bit to hear that first sentence.
About the playoffs?
Yeah.
And the way he's laughing and smug. He's carrying
on.
You
were the first one, Anthony. You were the first one going, hey, would you guys stop with this whole thing with this guy? We don't know how this guy's going to act. And I'm going, no, this is the guy. We got the one. we won it, baby. Here he is. And he's got his new veneers, and he's got his new suit, and he's up there, and he's working the room, and Hugh Jackson is here, baby. And we're going to change around the culture, and we're going to do all this, and it's the turnaround, baby. And then he went straight to hell. And then he's going, hey, it's good to be with a playoff contender again. Hey, ho, 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 ho.
It's good to be
Hugh
with
Jackson's here, baby.
It's you, but this is what he's always done. This is what he'll continue to do.
This is the first time. It's probably sad for some people to hear this from me. The Steelers, without a doubt. Ravens, 100%. Mm. I've never felt a rivalry. Honestly, for whatever reason, and some people go, and they can't believe I say this.
They'll say Sam Weiss, and they'll say Paul Brown going over there.
Yeah, and it's like, man, that happened years ago. Art Modell has passed. But I feel that feeling with Baltimore. I feel that feeling with Pittsburgh. I just don't feel like a rivalry. I don't feel a rivalry with the Bengals. Now, I feel a bit of a rivalry with the Bengals. Like, I really, as a fan, I am fully going on here. I really, in the words of Nick Wilson, I'm fully torqued. I really want to win this game. Like, they'd come in as a favorite. They're 5-4. Could be 5-5 by the end of this week. We'll see what Baltimore does.
I'll tell you, I think actually the point spread could be pretty close.
I think it could be too. I mean, just what? The arrogance. I'm trying to hold my tongue the best I can. He's got his personal lackey journalist that he wants to take selfies with. He's just still the same old guy. There is no humility there whatsoever.
It's not him. It's not how he's wired. That's not how he'll ever be. We expected him to change, unless that's why the Browns hired him. Maybe the Browns hired him because they wanted that swagger, you know, back then.
Oh, I think he was.
Because he came in confident.
He was different then. It was a sell job. 216-578-0092. All right, you ready to move on with everything?
Sure.
All right, we got Hugh Jackson making comments. We'll play that sparingly. We got misogyny. We got the whole shebang during bye week radio. Coming up next, though, it's About Last Night, live on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.